Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to LombardiAv.com Packers Sports Panel Show here on Blog Talk Radio, where for the next 30 minutes, we will be talking about everything Green Bay Packers for as much as our time allows. Hello, everybody. I am your host, Davey Miller, and welcome to the show. Joining me on today's sports panel is LombardiAv.com staff writer Dan Terzinski. He will be joining us here in a little bit. And before we get started with the show, I would like to tell you what the format is going to be about today. The last game the Packers played was on Thanksgiving Thursday. We've had several sports panel shows since then. So today I would like to talk just about the Green Bay Packers overall and not really specifically the last game played, because we've already done that. I'm going to talk about Mike McCarthy and ask you folks, the listeners and the readers, what your thoughts are on the job that Coach has done thus far. You can call in and express your opinions, and I really encourage you to do so over the next 30 minutes. If you want to write the number down, I'm going to give it to you here in a second, give you a little bit of time to find a piece of paper and a pen. The area code is 347-838-8597. 347-838-8597. And you are listening to the sports panel from LombardiAv.com. I am your host, Davey Miller, and we are on Blog Talk Radio. A lot of links and a lot of information right there. But that's today's technology. The Green Bay Packers, 0-4-1 without Aaron Rodgers, really has been a shock to me. I had been beating the drum on the team as a whole this whole off season and preseason and the first seven games of the year. Actually, up until now, but up until the first seven games, what I had been writing about up until then had come to fruition. We had become a bigger, stronger, meaner, nastier football team on the defensive side of the ball. On the offensive side of the ball, we became bigger, meaner, and nastier there, too, because of Eddie Lacy and, to a lesser degree, the unsung Andrew Corliss, and the offensive line, most notably Josh Sitton, for the running game. And I'll tell you, we were 5-2, should have beat Cincinnati, didn't. We were 5-2, A-Rod, you all know the story. Aaron Rodgers goes down a couple of minutes into the Bear game. The running game's clicking. The defense had been stopping the run. I think they were number four in the league and stopping the run entering that game. Aaron Rodgers goes down. It is like everybody reverted back to playing high school football, even the coaching staff. Everybody was lost. So certainly we got beat the Chicago game. Next week, Seneca Wallace comes in, hadn't played in a year and a half, 33 years old. What do you think he's going to do? He pulls a hamstring. Then an undrafted free agent, Scott Tolzien, comes in. Numbers are good. Can't get it in the end zone. One touchdown to five interception. Gets him a seat on the sideline. And now Matt Flynn, who had pinched hit for Flynn the game before, or I mean for Tolzien, the game before, is now the starter, and he lays a disaster out there at the quarterback position. partly because the offensive line just played terrible. But let's not kid ourselves. Matt Flynn's not the answer at quarterback. I mean, he left Green Bay to go have the starting job in Seattle. I guess no shame in losing your job to Russell Wilson. But then he ended up in Oakland, couldn't beat out the three guys in front of him there. And here he is stinking up the place once again in Green Bay. So Matt Flynn's nothing special. And if you recall, when he did come in the Viking game, he threw a pick six, had the Minnesota Viking defender had caught the gimme that was gift wrapped to him. He just simply dropped it. So Matt Flynn, the only thing he has over Scott Tolzien is experience and being in the system a little bit. But Tolzien was in the 49ers system under Jim Harbaugh for 2 years, so he kind of knows what's going on in a similar type offense. Then with the Packers, the whole 12 weeks of the regular season, so that's really not the problem. So who should start a quarterback this Sunday? You think I'm probably rambling on? I probably am. All of my guests have not called in as they said they would have. So I apologize. It's either cancel the show or just listen to Davey for a while. And if you'd like to call in and join me, I'd love it. 347-838-8597. You can also ask us a question in our chat room. We have that set up as well. There are guests in the chat room, but there's not anybody online. So the phone lines are open if you'd like to give us a call over the next 22 minutes. Getting back to the quarterback situation, Mike McCarthy did not have his press conference on Monday. He tabled it until today at 3:15. Presumably at that time he's going to name a starting quarterback. Aaron Rodgers has reportedly said he's going to play against Atlanta. The conservative organization of Green Bay, you're not going to hear a peep out of them. So nothing's been decided on whether or not Aaron Rodgers is going to play or not. Certainly, the Packers' playoff chances are still there, although hanging by a thread. They themselves have to win out, regardless of anybody else. So their only focus should be, and I'm sure it is, this coming Sunday's game against the Atlanta Falcons up in Atlanta, at Lambeau Field. One of the quirks to the Packers' schedule, if you haven't realized this, is the Packers have not and will not play consecutive road games all year. Every other game has been a home and away, except that stretch when there was two home games in a row. But there's not been two road games in a row all season, nor will there be the final quarter of this year. Excuse me, just a little tidbit there. But regarding Aaron Rodgers, let's all presume that, obviously, if he is going to play, he's 100% healthy. He cannot break that bone that would end his career type of thing they've talked about. So let's assume that if he is out on the field, that he is 100% healthy. That's just the way the Packers are with any players. Certainly they would be that way with their $59 million guaranteed man. If he doesn't play this week, question is, who is your starter? My preference, I'm not going to say my guess is, because Mike McCarthy's going to make that decision. All of us, that's all it would be, a speculation. What I would like to see out of the three quarterbacks we have, I would like it to see anybody not named Matt Flynn. Boy, you know, Matt Flynn has the experience. He knows the system. But Flynn or Tolzien at least puts points on the board. Again, you gotta go back to that offensive line. It really played terrible on Thanksgiving Day, and I don't care if Brady, Manning, and Rodgers were the three quarterbacks on the 53-man roster for the Packers last Thanksgiving. None of them would have done anything with the time that they had to throw the ball. It was terrible. The defensive line just crushed the Packers' offensive line. And saying, take that, Josh Sitton. But they really just got out physical, and that's what Green Bay was doing the first seven games of the season. They were out physicaling their opponents. But ever since Aaron Rodgers has gone out, you've all seen it. This is nothing new. I'm not some genius up here telling you things that nobody else knows. It's just things that everybody has been seeing, and that is that ever since Aaron Rodgers gone down, the play of everybody, which you would think would go up, and their level of play collectively would go up, they have just literally fallen apart. And it's just mind-boggling to me why this is happening. 224 area code, you're up.
It's me, Davey. It's Ray.
Ray. Well, you've been listening here for a little while. What's your thoughts on what I was just saying, Ray? And also, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks. I just got on here, but you were talking about Aaron Rodgers and the offensive line and just everything that's kind of falling apart.
I guess what I'm asking is, out of the three quarterbacks, I want any of them to start, not named Matt Flynn. If Aaron Rodgers can't go, I prefer we go back to Scott Tolzien just because he seems to be able to put some points on the board. A lot of Matt Flynn's lackluster play on Thursday was a result of the poor play of the offensive line, but I still think Scott Tolzien gives us the better chance to win. No shame in flip-flopping quarterbacks. I say to Coach McCarthy, don't let your ego get in the way. Don't worry how it looks from the outside looking in. If you think that Scott Tolzien gives you the best chance, go for it.
Let me throw this at you, Davey. I agree with you. Matt Flynn was horrible, but I think, last Thursday. But I think if Aaron Rodgers was in there, he would have been horrible too. I mean, how do you run an offense when you've got Sue and all his cohorts breathing down his neck play after play? He just didn't have time to throw, and of course you could throw that on the offensive line and the scheming or whatever. But frankly, yes, he was horrible. But let me throw you this at you. How about if he rotates quarterbacks during the game? I mean, what do you got to lose at this point in the season? If the situation calls for the skill set of Scott Tolzien, put him in there. If the skill set calls for Matt Flynn, put him in there. Why not mix things up a little bit and put a little spice into the action?
In your mind, are we still fighting for a playoff spot, or are we just closing out the year?
Well, that's the question, okay? If Aaron Rodgers doesn't play on Sunday and the Packers lose, they're done. There's no question about it. They're on the fringe of being done now. And there's been many who have just thrown up their hands and said that with this defense, with this offensive line, there's no way the Packers – deserve to be in the playoffs, number one. And if they got there, they're going to get crushed anyway. So, I'm waffling Davey. I'm sorry about that, but at this point, yeah, they're still mathematically in it, but what are the realistic chances that this team really goes anywhere at this point? I really think it's time to look at the future. You know, who are they going to draft? Are they going to go after a quarterback? Are they going to go after a safety?
Okay. All right, Mr. Bucs fan, let's stop there. We know you want to tank. Let me say this, though, Ray, and I know I'm just kidding with you on that, but let me take exception to what you were saying, that it was either you said or you said someone else said or you read, and that is the Packers don't deserve to be in the playoffs. Well, for Pete's sakes, there's a quarter of the season left. If they won out and got in the playoffs, I would call them Destiny's Darlings. Of course, any team that gets into the playoffs deserves to get in the playoffs. I don't care if the division winner's 8-8 and the guy that got kicked out's 11-5. That happens sometimes. Well, sure. The 8-8 team, they didn't make the rules. They're in the playoffs based on how the rules are set up for everybody. No apologies if I was any team making the playoffs, especially when we got a quarter of the season left.
I agree with you, Davey. But realistically thinking, from what we've seen the last month, is this
Well,
team
then you don't
really
even play Aaron Rodgers this Sunday. If what you're thinking is true, you don't even play Aaron Rodgers this Sunday. If you're not playing for the gold,
we'll find out. Yeah, we'll find out today what the situation is. He's having more tests done today, and if he doesn't play Sunday, I think they're going to shut him down.
Back up on that, Ray. Regardless who they put in at quarterback, if they win Sunday, and it's not Rodgers at quarterback, be it Flynn or Tolzien, if they win, this would be the best-case scenario to give Rodgers another week, to get him that full 6 weeks that it takes every other human to fully recover. If they could, with Flynn or Tolzien, win at home against a very lackluster Atlanta team, their season has gone the same way ours has.
They're out of the playoffs.
Eliminated. I know that. And we're hanging by a thread. But my point here is, let me see if I can remember it again. Sometimes when I get interrupted, I'm an old man. I forget what I was going to say. Do you remember what I was going to say?
Well, you were talking about no matter which quarterback it is.
Okay, so no matter who it is at quarterback this Sunday, if it's Tolzien, regardless, if they win this Sunday, then what a great scenario for Rodgers to come back and play the remaining three games with playoff aspirations on the line. That, to me, is the best-case scenario. Keep him out another week and try to squeak this one out. We got to be able to win one game without him, don't we, Ray?
God, I sure hope so. And especially when you got Atlanta coming in, yeah, they beat the Bills last week, but so what? They're 3-8. They've had serious injuries as well, but they're a good team. You know, they got Matty Ice at quarterback, and they got Steven Jackson in the backfield. They can score points. If they come into Lambeau, wouldn't they love to come into Lambeau just like anybody else and take out a win against the Green Bay Packers?
Their weakness is their defense. They give up a lot of yards. Matt Ryan.
Ryan.
Yeah, he's kind of a what? He's one of those $113 million men. I mean, he's got to be pretty good. The Packers kind of mirror the season of the Falcons in the respect that they were both in the Super Bowl conversation, and yet they're sitting here with 5-3 wins this late in the season. it's a winnable game for either team, but well, I'll tell you what a big one it would be. But see, the thing is, right now, we do not control our own destiny. And, you know, 2 weeks ago we did. We do not anymore. So even if we win out, you know, if Detroit goes 3-1 over their next four, we're out regardless, at least for the division. San Francisco and the Cardinals and the Bears would have to kind of almost lose three out of their last four, and we win out to get the wild card. So, you know, we could very easily win out and not get in. We have to rely on other people now, and that's a big difference. We do not control our own destiny, and that's the result of losing 4.5 games in the very heart of the season. So
consider this, Davey. Consider this. The Lions don't have a cakewalk the rest of the way. They have Philly. They have the Giants. Do they play Minnesota again?
I'm not sure. I don't have the schedule in front of me, but I think they do.
Watching them implode out of the realm of possibilities.
And it's fun every year, but if they do it this year, it's happening later than normal. What I really want to talk about now, Ray, though, is Mike McCarthy and the job that you think he's done this season, amidst all the chaos and injuries and Clay Matthews missing a lot of time and Aaron Rodgers, you know, combined, they're worth $170 million to the franchise, and neither one of them's played, you know, a full season, or, you know, Matthews missed 4 games, so that's a quarter of the season right there, with a quarter to go. So things have been running amok in Green Bay, as you know. McCarthy kept everybody together, it seemed, during all these injuries, but then, boom, the shoulder injury, the Aaron Rodgers, it just seemed like it deflated the man in charge that you could never puncture his air. But I think that thing's been slowly leaking out every week during this 5-game stretch. Your thoughts, Ray?
Yeah, I think that the Packers coaching staff, I think, has hit a wall, it seems like, in creativity, in motivation. It just doesn't seem like the team is prepared to play week in and week out. And blame that on the quarterback, I don't know if you can do that. It's a 22-man game, and when the team comes out flat, when they don't play like they did, like they have, it seems to me that it's got to come down to coaching. It's got to come down to preparation, and it just doesn't seem like they've come into games ready to play. The other team comes out, they get a lead, the Packers can't score. You can almost write the script before the game begins, at least in the last month, of course. The first half of the season, you know, everybody was saying they were Super Bowl bound. And now here we are four and a half weeks later, and, you know, the team's in the tank. Boy, it's a fickle league, and there are changes that
are... it just goes to show you, though, just how important Aaron Rodgers is. If this does not prove that he's the most valuable player in all of football, nothing will. You know, it would be fine with me if he only played 7 games and won the MVP, because is it really about statistics? Or is it really about who's the most important player to their team in the whole league? If they win by the truest definition of MVP, it's Aaron Rodgers hands down, because Ray, you and I talked about this before. We thought this team was more talented than it was. Is it the coaching staff? Is it the players? I mean, somebody's lost their heart somewhere, and collectively. And I think Don Capers, if he would win the next four games of the regular season, I would still like to see him gone. I'd just like to see a new voice, a fresh set of eyes. I don't know, just get somebody in there that's, you know, ready to take it over, that's already got some experience. So, you know, Don Capers, you won a Super Bowl with him. Mike McCarthy, we won a Super Bowl with him. Won a Super Bowl doing it Ted Thompson's way. You can't, you know, just dismiss what these men are about and how much experience and knowledge they have. We fired Don Capers. That doesn't mean he's not a quality coach, because he is. I'm saying, you know, show him the door, because we want a new voice. The players are tired of hearing the same old voice. For that reason, not because of his coaching credentials.
Yeah, there is definitely, there's a need for new blood, a need for new ideas, a need for new enthusiasm on this team. It just seems that things have gotten complacent, and it's gotten stale. And for whatever reason, you know, whether it's Don Capers or Mike McCarthy or Ted Thompson or whomever, something obviously has happened, and changes need to be made. I agree with you, Davey. New legs in there would certainly go a long way in improving this team.
Well, we're going to be winding it down here, Ray. I'm going to let you have the floor for, give me a minute and a half of final thoughts. But before you do, I just want to say, I'm thinking myself that Rodgers will not play this Sunday. I'd rather, my perfect scenario is Rodgers not play, we win the game on Sunday, and then he comes back the next week and ride out the three games. And once we're mathematically eliminated from the playoffs, either start him and then let Tolzien mop it up, or just start Tolzien to end the season and to evaluate what you have going into next year's draft. Your thoughts, Ray. Your final thoughts.
Yeah, that would be the perfect scenario. I agree. If Rodgers can sit one more week, at least, you know, even 2 weeks. I mean, you know, like you said, the normal human being has a 6-7 week bone healing process. So to bring him back, the $120 million man, for a game, yeah, the playoff implications are important, but a game against a 3-8 team that you know is going to try to tee off and get to him and hurt, and not necessarily hurt him on purpose, but to get to him and to make a statement. This is a game, oh boy, heading into this week, it's been so difficult the last month to watch this team that, going into each game, I feel defeated already, and that's just not Packers fans. Packers fans go into every game thinking that they're going to win. Okay, it's been difficult. I think that Rodgers will sit, and I think that I'd like to see Tolzien play. Let him get his chops in there.
Well, we'd like to thank you for listening to the LombardiAv.com, the sports panel show here on Blog Talk Radio. Be sure to catch us again Thursday morning at 8:30 for another edition of the show, where we will be discussing everything Green Bay Packers. Until then, for Ray Rivard, I am your host, Davey Miller. Have a great rest of your day, everybody. Thank you, Ray.